good evening with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. We begin in the courts where Dwayne Bodden recently appeared in summary court charged with burglary. He elected to have the matter dealt with in the summary court. The Crown alleged that between the 6th and the 8th of August 2024, Mr. Bodden entered Cellular Works on North Church Street and stole several electronic items of unknown value. He subsequently pleaded guilty to the charge. Mr. Bodden was already scheduled to be sentenced next week for previous offences. However, that sentencing has now been postponed to allow the Department of Children and Family Services to update the social inquiry report to include his latest burglary conviction. He's now set to learn his fate on the 25th of February and will remain on bail until sentencing. Henry Bush of West Bay has entered a not guilty plea to a charge of owning dogs that were dangerously out of control and caused injury. The Crown alleged that on the 14th of January at a West Bay resident, Mr. Bush allowed or caused his dog to be dangerously out of control, resulting in injury to a woman in the area. He's scheduled to stand trial in summary court on the 25th of March 2025. Mr. Bush remains on bail pending the outcome of the trial. Michael Peterson will also stand trial in summary court in the new year after entering not guilty pleas to charges of causing fear or provocation of violence, damage to property, and common assault. On Tuesday, Mr. Peterson denied allegations that on the 23rd of August, he used threatening and offensive language towards a woman known to him, causing her to believe she was in immediate harm. The incident is also said to have taken place at a Georgetown residence where he allegedly damaged an iPad valued at $2,000. Mr. Peterson remains on bail until his trial in the new year. In other local news, more than $46 million is approved by MPs for the Ministry of Social Development Programs and Services in the upcoming 2 years.
Through the Social Development Programs and Services, the Ministry will deliver between 15,000 and 20,000 intervention services per year through the Department of Children and Family Services and support approximately 1,500 to 2,000 households via the Department of Financial Assistance.
Speaking at the Budget in Finance Committee, Minister responsible, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, told MPs that the Financial Assistance Program has been, quote, revamped with clearer mandates, strengthened legislation, and better technologies, adding that children are, quote, at the heart of this budget.
The 26-27 period will see the continued implementation of the Children's Amendment Act 2024 and the Adoption Act 2024. These acts modernize our standards in line with international best practices through various provisions. Regulations development is underway and commencement is expected during this budget cycle.
The Keys Foundation, which manages and operates the Francis Bodden and Bonaventure Children's Home along with the Phoenix House, saw a budget increase from $3.6 million in 2025 to more than $4.3 million over the next two budget years.
Keys provides 24-hour trauma-informed residential care for boys and girls aged 12 to 18 using care plans, risk management plans, and structured programs to help young people heal and reintegrate safely into families and communities.
The National Children's Voluntary Organization, which provides foster care for children who cannot be placed in private homes, has seen its annual budget nearly double to $770,000 per year. Funding for both rehabilitation ministries, aftercare programs, and holiday camps more than doubled to $165,000 a year, and the NCFC government has committed $250,000 in new funding for the Alex Panton Foundation's financial assistance program. Driver's licensing officials are launching an online booking system for written exams starting on Monday. The new service will let you pick your preferred test date and time and get instant confirmation. The move is expected to shorten lines at the DVDL and give people more flexibility around work and family. Road tests will be scheduled the old way for now, with online booking expected in 2026. You can book your driving theory test starting on the 8th of December at dvdl.gov.ky. The Cayman Islands Center for Business Development is gearing for its annual holiday market Saturday.
It's on Cardinal Avenue, so we have the road closed off, and also Albert Panton is closed off for the day. And there's about 40 different vendors that are set up, very big variety from bakeries to different craft makers. And there's a little bit of something for everyone at the market.
CICBD advisor Albert Bodden says the market runs from 4 to 10 p.m. and features jewelry, candles, toys, painting, pottery, home decorations, beauty products, baked goods, and more. For the first time, a vendor from Cayman Brac, Casey's Caboose, is joining the lineup. Mr. Bodden says the market supports entrepreneurs and startups.
This is a great resource. If you have a new product that you want to introduce to the market and do a trial period, this is a great way to experiment and see what sells. Mostly it's to get brand awareness for those businesses that they might not have a physical store location. So it's helped to get their name out there.
This year features a new entertainment highlight, a youth choir competition in partnership with the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage. The youth choir performs from 6 to 8 p.m. Santa will be on hand from 5 to 7 p.m. for free photos, and there's a dedicated kids zone with games and activities. For more information and to register, visit cicbd.gov.ky. The call is out for performers in Cayman Drama Society's Summer 2026 production. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller caught up with the show's co-director, Sin Powell.
We came to work and to live, and we got a lot in common.
Atención Cayman! The Cayman Drama Society is proud to announce open auditions for In the Heights, the award-winning musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda and Kiara Alegría Cuties.
Okay, Sen, and tell me a little bit about the show.
Set in the vibrant neighborhood of Washington Heights, New York, this show is bursting with energy, love, community dreams, and the rhythms of Latin American and the Caribbean.
What kind of talent are you looking for?
We're looking for singers, dancers, rappers, and strong actors of all Latino backgrounds who are ready to bring this barrio to life. Whether you're an experienced performer or stepping on stage for the first time, we want to see you. Si tienes pasión, ven y audiciona. Vocal auditions take place Saturday, December 13th between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Prospect Playhouse.
And when's the gig? What can the community expect?
Show dates run from May 28th to June 14th, spanning 3 weeks of performances on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sunday matinees. What can the community expect? A high-energy, heartfelt musical filled with salsa, hip-hop, powerful vocals, and big emotional moments. A celebration of heritage, hope, and home. Un espectáculo que te hará bailar, reír y llorar. Visit cds.ky for full audition details or email judith@cds.ky. Washington Heights.
Thank you, Carsley. Miss Cayman Islands Universe Tahiti Seymour is home tonight after representing the Cayman Islands at the 74th Miss Universe pageant in Thailand. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles met her at the Owen Roberts International Airport.
Tahiti Seymour walked into the arrivals hall to cheers from family, friends, and supporters after months of preparation and a whirlwind week on the Miss Universe stage. She says the toughest part wasn't the lights and cameras, it was thinking about her potential impact.
You know, there were a lot of sleepless nights, but that didn't stop me from, you know, working for the little Caymanian girls who, you know, believe that there's no place for us beyond the Cayman Islands. I was there to show them that there is, and you can break every ceiling. So that was my job, and I'm so relieved that Cayman thinks I did it well.
Seymour represented the Cayman Islands at the 74th Miss Universe pageant last month in Thailand, wearing a national costume inspired by a Maya, deity of the ocean, to showcase Cayman's emerald blue waters. Her father, Bodentown East MP Dwayne Seymour, watched the journey from the start and says it was about more than just making the cut.
It's not my moment, but she has really investigated every angle to try to make a difference for Cayman, try to figure out how small island states can make an impact and be recognized.
The experience seems to have had a lasting impact on our Caymanian girl.
I'll never forget it.
For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Thank you, Elizabeth. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. Have a good evening.